When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
All these patients complaining they can't get their medicines. Insurers and PBMs are often owned by the same giant company, so middlemen, like me, decide what medicines you can get and how much you pay. But don't worry, if your prescription gets denied, we know another one that works for us. I mean, you.
Washington should stop PBMs and insurers from driving up drug costs. Learn more at phrma.org/insurer costs. Paid for by pharma.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to know from you. I've been covering the Bears since 2018. You've been covering the Bears since
2013.
Since
2013.
2013. How would you describe the vibe of this particular press conference, which always occurs in some way, shape, or form, whether GM and coach, sometimes owner, maybe. Sometimes, you know, you'd have team president like Ted Phillips speak in the past. How would you describe the day? What are your overall just impressions of sort of the peripheral and the message that was given relative to other post-mortem types meetings like this one we had today at Halas Hall?
It's a good question because it was different today. It was different in the structure. As you mentioned, usually we do hear from George McCaskey and the team president after these gatherings, and they do a separate session out in the midway there at Halas Hall. That did not occur today. I understand why they probably would make that decision and keep the focus on Ben and Ryan in the football season and not introduce everything that might come up as far as the stadium goes. It also, because the Bears won the division and won a playoff game, it was less of an inquest and more of an assessment conversation about the Bears, right? Like, there weren't these hot button issues where we had to demand answers to try to get a feel for what the direction of the franchise is, which is usually the state of these end of season press conferences. Even in 2018, when the Bears made it to the playoffs and won the division and had that dream run, which we've talked about 1,000 times on this podcast, that end of season presser included several questions about the kicker going on the Today Show to take a victory lap for how well he handled missing the double doink kick, which added an element of what the is this, right? Like, and so there wasn't any of that today. There was, I think, for optics purposes, there was one podium, right? For the first time in my recollection, The head coach stood up there by himself, and then the GM stood up there by himself. And that clearly is a decision that the Bears made, that these two men weren't going to sit side by side and take questions together, which to me, and you can tell me if you interpret it differently, was the latest firm declaration of who's running the show here, who's at the steering wheel. It's Ben Johnson. And so he was the headliner of the program, and then Ryan Poles came after him. So those are for me, some of the distinct differences between what today was and what the previous, I guess it would be 12 previous end of season pressers that I've covered have been.
Yeah. Yeah. They want him to be the voice of the Bears. They want Ben Johnson to be the voice. I don't know if singular necessarily, but pretty close to being the singular voice. I mean, at the same time, you know, Ben Johnson was quick to credit Ryan Poles and say that he learned a lot from Ryan Poles in terms of personnel and how they go about scouting and all of that kind of thing, which does tell me that, you know, Ryan, as much as everybody likes to just assume that Ben Johnson is the one, you know, buying the ingredients, so to speak, as Bill Parcells once said, and doing the drafting, you know, Ryan Poles is still doing a bleep ton of work in that regard and still leads that part.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, Ben Johnson has for $13 million a year. He probably does have a little bit more say than his predecessors. Yeah. But yeah. I do think it's a little bit overstated that Ryan Poles is not the main man. I believe like he is more into the draft and the acquisitions on this team than Ben Johnson in terms of what people sort of perceive it to be right now.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And you need that connection to be harmonious. You need those two guys to be in lockstep with the vision and to go out and sort of attack it. I think it's notable because this is an off season of heavy lifting, and it may not seem like it right now in the moment, you know, less than 72 hours removed from that playoff loss. But again, they've got 24 players coming out of contract in early March. 20 of those are unrestricted free agents. That's a lot of decisions you have to make in-house before you even start to make decisions out-house, right? And like, they're going to have to, not out-house, out-of-house. So they're going to have to find a way to kind of dump the puzzle pieces out on the table, Grody, and start to put them together in a way that positions this roster to be contention-worthy next season. And I think that's going to be difficult. And I, you know, to Ben's credit, and I know we'll get into some of this as this episode goes along, to Ben's credit, he is not shying away from the idea that there is a lot of hard work that needs to be done. And that, in his own words, he kept referring to 2025 as last season. Like, it just ended 72 hours ago, and he kept calling it last season. And it's indicative of a guy who's forward thinking at all times, and he's got no time for what they just accomplished with all that they want to strive for ahead.
I like it because you and I have talked about it, I believe, a million times now. I just looked it up. We talked about it a million times about how all these years of winning that the Bears have had, whether 2001, 2011, 2018, 2020, I guess, it was not sustainable the next year. The exception being 05, 06. Those were back-to-back winning seasons for the Bears. But typically, and a lot of times, I know we're in our Bears bubble, that is the way it works in the NFL. You know, sustained success is difficult to attain, and Ben Johnson is determined to let us know that, and he is spot on about it.
Yeah. You can tell me if you got a bunch of Ben audio to come so that we can hear from his voice, but like 1988 is the last time that this franchise experienced three consecutive winning seasons, right? That's a target destination. That's a goal. And in order to get there, you have to first acknowledge how hard it is to get there, right? Like the first rule of sustaining success is being able to quickly and emphatically get it across the minds of everyone in your building how hard this is going to be, right? Like the Bears need no reminders of how hard this is because of all the stats and the years that we just cited. But yet it helps to hear that from the man at the top of the totem pole saying, today, again, we're into three-word reviews here on Take the North. Ben gave you a great one. Wasn't good enough. That's his summary of the 2025 season. As fun and as exhilarating as it was, in his own words, it wasn't good enough, and he's correct.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.